Hello, my name is Amanda, and my school ID is 10904821212. And today I'm going to talk about the objects that behave in unusual ways. And I believe my members had already sent their introductions to you and talk about really cool things. And today I'm going to talk about theaters. So there are four main things that I'm going to talk about. The first is the revealer. The second is the wizard chess. The third is the sorting hat. Last but not least, it's the invisibility cloak. So first, I'm going to talk about the revealer. The revealer is basically the same as an eraser in our daily life, but it's different because it can when you're using it, it can show something that was invisible and turn it to visible. Yeah, and as Hermione once used this to inspect the information in Tom Riddle's diary, it can show that its importance in the magic world, and we can buy it in the Diagon Alley. The second is the wizard chess. As we can see in the GIF, it's really cool that every chess has its characteristic, and so it's are the same. The rules are the same as the Muggle chess, except all those characters are alive. Yeah, and it's really cool because you can see that their personality when they are doing their actions, and it's just like so fun, and we don't have this kind of game in the Muggle's life. And as we can see in the Philosopher's Stone, when they are trying to get the stone, the wizard chess has been security for the stone. So as we all know, Ron is really good at playing the chess. And the third is the sorting hat. So the sorting hat is used to help the new students to determine which houses they belong to. And the hat is actually really confidence by itself, as the opening lines in 1991, he's saying, "Oh, you may not think I'm pretty, but don't judge on what you see. I'll eat myself if you can find a smarter hat than me." Yeah, so it's really confidence about the to find out which houses you belongs to. And as we can see about the conversation between it and Harry Potter, it's actually not that strict about which houses you belongs to. So when Harry Potter says that he doesn't want to go to Slytherin, the sorting hat then said, "Okay, if you don't want Slytherin, then you can go to Gryffindor." Yeah, it's a flexible choices that he made. And the last but not least is the invisibility cloak. So the invisibility cloak is a magical garment which whoever wears it or covers it become invisible. And I believe that even though there are cloaks in your closet, but none of them can make you invisible. So it's totally different. It's a magical object. And it is one of the Deathly Hallows. And it seems really powerful, but there are still limitations. The limitations are when most invisibility cloaks, when wear out over time, it will eventually become visible. So, as the saying that Ron in the Cloak of Invisibility, he said, "It's never occurred to me before, but I've heard stuff about charms wearing off clothes when they get old, or them being ripped apart by spells so they've got holes in." Harry's was owned by his dad. So it's not exactly new, is it? But it's just perfect. So it's the perfect timing for Haribara to get this invisibility cloak. And also this cloak has helped Hari get rid of a lot of troubles. Yeah. And I want to share a little story about once I had a dream about invisibility cloak. So the dream is really, it's kind of like a magic too, because that time I dreamt that myself has went into the base of ISIS. It's really scary, and I remember all the walls are white, like deadly white. It's so white and it's horrifying. And I went into, I have a mission to find out some like their secrets, or where they're in and what they're doing. And then suddenly someone found out that I was in their base, and they were trying to catch me, and with guns running. And I was so afraid about it, and I hide somewhere else. I hide behind a wall, and then I was like, oh, what should I do? What should I do? And suddenly the invisibility cloak appears beside me, and I was and I got help, and I went out of the base, and that was the object that saved my life. I remember that really it's really just carved in my memories, because it's so dangerous, and I sweat a lot when I wake up, and it's really it's not a happy memory, but it's just you can't forget it. Yeah. And that's a really interesting story between me and the invisibility cloak, and hope you like it. That's all about today, and thank you for listening.